Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, July 23rd. Well, a Massachusetts State Police trooper accused of pummeling a colleague in a viral surveillance video from a Quincy bar will learn whether he's facing criminal charges in a public court hearing next month. The so-called show cause hearings typically allow clerk magistrates to hear evidence behind closed doors. Only if a clerk determines there's probable cause for charges does a case then become public. Otherwise, it essentially disappears from the court record. However, the acting clerk magistrate in Quincy District Court decided that Trooper Christopher Regan's hearing will be conducted in public after receiving several media requests. The hearing will be conducted on August 27th. In Quincy District Court. The video shows a man punching another patron at the Real House at Marina Bay. The blow appears to knock the victim off a bar stool. After relieving Regan of duty, State Police said the agency's Office of Professional Integrity and Accountability is investigating the incident involving the two off-duty troopers, which it described as serious and inconsistent with the standards required of every member of the department. Following a duty status hearing, Regan has been suspended with pay since July 2nd. Regan and his fellow trooper were also reassigned from their detective posts in the Suffolk County DA's office to the Division of Field Services. A Quincy teenager has been reported missing. 14-year-old Brielle Dunham was last seen on Saturday and did not return home as expected at 9 p.m. In a social media post, Quincy police say Dunham is described as being 5'4", 130 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. She is known to frequent Hanover, Somerville, Malden, Revere, Charlestown, and Boston. Anyone with information about her location is asked to contact Quincy police. A Hingham resident lost thousands of dollars in a Federal Trade Commission scam last week. According to Hingham police, an 85-year-old man went to the police station on Wednesday and reported he had lost $18,000 in an online scam. The victim told police he received an email from a sender who claimed to be from the Federal Trade Commission and directed him to click on a link in the email. After clicking the link, the victim was asked to fill out information such as his name, address, cell phone number, and other personal information. According to police, the victim then received a phone call from a so-called Federal Trade Commission agent who said the victim needed to settle a debt immediately. The phony agent instructed the victim to wire the $18,000 to a bank account in a person's name in Georgia. The victim went to his bank and did wire the money. While the victim was at the police station, an officer blocked the fake agent's number on the victim's phone so they couldn't call again. However, several minutes later, the victim received more calls from similar numbers with California area codes. The Hingham officer answered, identified himself, and the phony agent immediately hung up. Police are urging residents not to open any unsolicited or unknown emails and to never click on any suspicious links in those emails. Simply delete it or move it to junk. Two men, including one from Quincy, were arrested and charged in connection with an armed home invasion in Easton early yesterday morning. Police responded to a home on a reported alarm activation. At about midnight, they said a woman and her three children were home at the time, and the woman believed she could hear someone inside the rear of the house. Two officers chased one suspect down. He was apprehended in the home's backyard. The second suspect was located in nearby woods. A short time later, with help from a state police canine, Easton police said that second suspect had a loaded Glock firearm containing a 30-round high-capacity magazine. Police said both suspects were masked and wearing rubber gloves at the time of the break-in. Two suspects arrested have been identified as 25-year-old Ernst LaCrete of Quincy and 25-year-old LeVar Benson of Dorchester, LaCrete and Benson are both charged with home invasion, carrying a firearm without a license, possessing a large-capacity firearm, and carrying a loaded firearm without a valid license. LaCrete and Benson were arraigned in Taunton District Court yesterday and pleaded not guilty to the charges. They're both being held without bail and are due back in court next week for a dangerousness hearing. One additional juror is being sought for the trial of Lindsay Clancy, the Duxbury mother accused of strangling her three children in 2023. 17 were selected for impanelment before the court's lunch break yesterday. Clancy filed a motion yesterday asking the judge to limit the number of firefighters, EMTs, and police officers from Duxbury, Marshfield, and Pembroke who can testify. Her defense listed several witnesses who were at the Clancy home and treated Clancy and her children and testified before the grand jury. Her defense said that repeated testimony about the same facts would be irreparably prejudicial. Patrick Clancy, Lindsay's husband, also filed a motion seeking to restrict the distribution of evidence related to the children. Judge William Sullivan said the trial is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. In pretrial hearings, attorneys noted the strain that service in this case could put on jurors. The defense is expected to argue Clancy lacks criminal responsibility because she suffered from postpartum depression and was over-medicated. That line of defense is a factor in the jury selection process. Prospective jurors are being asked to complete a questionnaire and review a witness list to ensure they don't have any connection to anyone who could testify. That questionnaire included questions about whether prospective jurors could remain impartial when considering the charges, whether they have any close relation to someone with mental health or postpartum issues, and whether they are open-minded about the insanity defense. Well, signs are posted warning people to swim at their own risk at three Quincy beaches due to dirty water. Quincy Health Department says tests taken earlier this week indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water at Mound Street, Marymount, and Nickerson beaches. The tests were taken Tuesday and then retaken yesterday. Water at 10 other city beaches and all of Wollaston Beach tested safe for swimming this week. The weekly beach water testing program runs through Labor Day. Check of business news, and stocks are down. The Dow dropped 6 points. The NASDAQ fell 146, and the S&P lost 10. Asian stocks were mostly higher, while the intensifying war with Iran pushed oil past $96 a barrel. The euro was also higher. In sports, the Red Sox lose to the Orioles last night, 5-1, ending their 15-game winning streak. They will take on the Blue Jays at Fenway Park tomorrow night at 7:15. The National Weather Service forecast for today, lots of sunshine, high of 80 degrees. For tonight, clear, low of 60. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 84. Same thing on Saturday and Sunday. Monday looks nice right now as well. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 knots. Become easterly later today. High tide, 7:20 a.m. and 7:39 p.m. Sunrise, 5:28. Sets at 8:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, July 23rd.